Well, first of all, I want you to take out the sermon note sheet from your bulletin for tonight. And I want you to take that sheet and just stick that somewhere in your Bible for next week, all right? Because I want to focus on some of the things we heard tonight. Find in your Bibles Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. It was great to hear the testimonies of Daniel and Kenny tonight, and how God was at work in their lives through their ministry internship there at the Bill Rice Ranch. And as they were talking, I was thinking, you know, some of the same things they learned are the very things that some of us need, don't we? And I often say the only sad thing about camp is that we couldn't take everybody with us. Whenever I went to a Christian camp with groups of people, whether it be young people or whatever, I always think, man, the only bad thing was so-and-so missed it. Or so-and-so couldn't come, or it wasn't open to those older folks, you know, or something like that. And, well, I'll tell you, it's a great blessing to hear what God does in their lives. One of the themes at the Bill Rice Ranch, one of the years I was there, was, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And it comes right from this passage. Look down at Proverbs chapter 3, and verse 5 and 6. If you found it, why don't you stand with me, and we'll read God's Word together, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'll read it once, and then we'll go back and have everybody read it, okay? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. All right, say it with me, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Lord, speak to our hearts through Your Word today. I pray, Lord, that the things You accomplished in Kenny and Daniel's hearts would continue, and then even begin to spread to the rest of us. Thank You for their testimonies tonight. Use our thoughts as we think about these verses in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Kenny told how that early in his life he said, okay, I think I want to be a cook. But he never asked the Lord about it. Never asked the Lord. Well, now it's time to start asking the Lord. Maybe the Lord does want him to be a cook. He's got some talents and abilities in that area. But I'm telling you, it's going to be different now because he's asking the Lord. He's asking the Lord. Look down at verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It comes down to a matter of trust. You see, if we think we know best for our lives, then we're not willing to trust God. But if we understand that He knows what's best for our lives, then it's a lot easier to trust Him and say, okay, Lord, You know what's best. The truth is, God knows what's best for your life better than you and I know. We think we know. We think, oh no, I would be happy if I did this, or I'd be happy if I did that, or if I could just get this, or go here, or do that. Or maybe if it's even spiritual, we think if I just had this certain ministry for the Lord, then I would be happy. Listen, we've got to trust Him. We've got to trust Him. We've got to say, Lord, I'm totally depending on You. Trust is dependence. I'm totally depending on You to lead me, to show me the next step. Now, how do you do that? How do you flesh that out? Well, it's in the rest of the verse, lean not unto thine own understanding. Now the truth is you fall the way you lean. If I'm going to lean on this podium and somebody pulls it out, I'm going to fall that direction. Okay, you fall the way you lean. And we need to lean on the Lord so that when something gets pulled out from under us, we fall His way. We fall this way. You know, some of their testimonies were about going into town after being at camp all week. And you're in that Christian atmosphere where most of the people are seeking to please the Lord with the things they say. The camp is pleasing the Lord with the program. You're not looking at bad things on the TV. For the most part, people are trying to dress in a way that's modest and pleasing to God and showing the difference between the genders. Then you get into the world again and you're like, wow, and it's a shock, right? It's a shock. You don't realize how wicked this world really is until you step aside from it for a while. Okay, now watch. If we lean towards the things of this world, when problems come, that's the way we're going to fall. But if we'll lean towards the Lord, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your paths. If we'll lean not on our own understanding, but trust in Him, then we're going to fall His way when different issues come in life. So lean not unto thine own understanding. Our own understanding is up here in our head. God's understanding is right here, the Word of God. So we've got to be in this book. Praise the Lord for Daniel's testimony about seeking to spend time in personal devotions where you read your Bible and you pray every day. Let me tell you, that's huge. That's huge. If that was the only lesson that they learned, if that was the only decision that they made, that would be huge. And it might be that even in our congregation here, there are some people who you don't have a daily time to read your Bible and pray every day. If you just started doing that, I'm telling you, it would revolutionize your Christian life. That is huge right there, because it helps you not to lean on your own understanding, but on the Lord. Now look at verse 6. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. All thy ways. And at first, you know, Kenny was talking about brushing your teeth and we thought, man, that's kind of silly. But no, it says in all your ways. In all your ways. I guess I don't really know how I could acknowledge Him in brushing my teeth, other than saying I want to take care of these teeth that You've given me, Lord, and not get cavities. I guess that's true. You know, you can look at it that way. But the truth is, in every area of our life, if we'll acknowledge Him, acknowledge Him. One way to do that is to say, Lord, I need You. Instead of rushing off to work or school, you say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need You. I'm not going to be self-sufficient today. And then even in the little tasks, taking on some housework. Somebody could say, you know, Lord, I'm doing housework today, but I need You to help me to be efficient with this. Maybe I'll have some extra time for prayer if I can get this housework done quickly. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. I can do the laundry right so I don't turn my whites into pinks, you know, and waste the money You've given me by having to buy more clothes. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Teenager going into that class that you don't like at school. You know, I hate history class. Okay. Acknowledge Him as you go into history class. And say, Lord, I want to go into history class and please You. I want to learn. Maybe there's something I'm going to need for the future in this class. Maybe I'll be able to relate to somebody so that I can win them to Christ because I know something that they're reading about in history. So Lord, help me to acknowledge You during this time. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And here's the promise. If we'll do that, He shall direct your paths. If you say, Lord, I don't know which way to go, but I'll just go wherever You want. And then not just commit about your future, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. Well, then He's going to direct your paths. And God's will doesn't have to be something that you worry about. Oh no, I've got to make the decision, and I don't know if this is God's will or not. If you've been acknowledging Him in all your ways, then He's going to show you the next step. And you don't have to have anxiety about it. You can pray about it. You can search the Word. You can make sure it fits with Bible principle. But when it comes time to decide, then you just take that step, trusting that He led you because He promised He would. Because you acknowledged Him in all your ways. Now, if we have not acknowledged Him in all our ways, then we're going to have anxiety in our decisions. And we're not going to know if He's really leading us. And sometimes Christians can fool themselves and say, well, I believe the Lord led me to do this. But the truth is, they have no idea if the Lord led them, because they haven't been acknowledging Him in all their ways. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And some of the decisions the guys made at camp and asked us to pray for them about, I'm telling you what, that's acknowledging Him in those ways. They said, Lord, You got to take control of my thought life. That's acknowledging God in your thought life. They said, oh, it's so exciting to be used in some other young people's lives. And that's acknowledging Him, saying, Lord, I want to be used of God. I don't care what else I do in my life, Lord. I want to be used of You. That's acknowledging Him in all your ways. The why bad things happen to good people message that was an encouragement to Kenny. Hey, you just take that situation that's a bad situation. You say, Lord, I'm acknowledging You in it. It's whatever You want, Lord. Surrender to You. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Appreciate the one testimony about how the disobedience came because of pride. So often that's true. And sometimes you can handle disobedience with your kids, but the real issue is pride. And the disobedience will just come back unless you deal with the pride. And sometimes us grown-ups, we don't obey authorities in our lives because we think we know better. It's issues of pride. It's issues of pride. And boy, if we'll acknowledge Him in that and say, Lord, I acknowledge You. You don't want me to be proud. Pride causes contention. Pride brings destruction and a fall. And so, Lord, I want to humble myself before You and say, I need You. I don't know what to do. I acknowledge You. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct your paths. And 1 week from now, or a month from now, or a year from now, or 10 years from now, you'll be able to look back and say, look at that, I'm right in the center of God's will. Because in every way I acknowledged Him. The drawback is it's got to be all your ways. And that's the hard part. The hard part is to get to the point where we say, okay, Lord, I'm not just going to surrender this one area of my life to ease my conscience. I'm going to surrender every area. I want to give my whole life to You. And that's where it's tough. Why is it tough? Goes back to verse 5, trust. It's tough because the truth is we don't trust God. We could say we trust Him, but if we really trusted Him, we'd just give Him everything. Total abandon, total surrender to what God wants for my life, if we really trusted Him. So let's get honest tonight and say, if it's hard for me to acknowledge Him in all my ways, it's because I don't trust Him enough. I don't trust His belief or dependence or faith. My faith's not strong enough. All right? Honestly admit that to yourself and then say, how can my faith get stronger? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And if you, maybe tonight you're at the point where you say, okay, Lord, I'm just going to give You everything and all my ways acknowledge You. I'm just going to give it all to You. I'm going to surrender everything. But if you're honestly not at that point yet, then what you ought to do is say, Lord, I want to give You everything. I know it's right, but I'm just not there. But Lord, I'm going to increase my time in Your Word so You can build my faith. Maybe that means being faithful in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Maybe it means reading your Bible every day. Maybe it means increasing your Bible reading each day. But you're going to say, Lord, my faith needs to get stronger so I can give it all to You. Because I know it's not going to work till I give it all to You. So, Lord, I need to have stronger faith. And then give it all to God when the faith is there. I don't know what position you're in. Everybody's in a different point of growth. Really, if we'll just consider what Christ did for us, I think that can instantly bolster our faith to the point where we say, Lord, I give You everything. Because Romans 12:1 says that's only our reasonable service. So we can have our faith bolstered even by these testimonies tonight from these guys and say, Lord, I'm going to give everything to You tonight. If you say you're not there yet, at least commit to getting into God's Word so your faith can increase and you can grow to the point where you're there real soon. Because time's a wasting. The Lord could come back. Other people that you can influence are growing up and moving on and some passing away. And time is short. We've got to grow to that point where we can say, Lord, I give it all to You. Let's bow in prayer.